Welcome everybody to another edition of the Thunder Buddies podcast. I'm Eric Horn, sitting at Chesapeake Energy Arena. Very thankful that the Thunder is done with preseason. Final score tonight, Thunder beats the Bucks 119-115. And I know I've been running solo for the past few podcasts, but tonight I have the pleasure of having Matt Velasquez from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Is that correct? Oh my God, I'm so glad I got that right. Sometimes I want to say Sentinel Journal, but then I know it's Journal Sentinel. Matt is here with me. I'm thankful to have Matt with me. And Matt, thanks for joining the Thunder Buddies podcast.
Yeah, I'm glad to be, was it your first guest of the preseason?
I think my first podcast after their first game, I might have... I can't recall who I had or... Oh, okay. That's the one where I did the podcast the next day after the game. I mean, as opposed to after the game, I did it with my coworker, J.D. Carlson. But the last two podcasts have been solo ones. Those are really difficult. You run out of breath. I'm thankful to have you here.
Glad to be jumping in.
Okay. Matt, why don't you tell the people on the podcast a little bit about yourself? I like to let people introduce themselves to the podcast listeners.
Yeah, this is year number two for me, full-time on the Bucks beat, the Journal Sentinel. Before that, I actually got there at the same time Giannis got to Milwaukee, so really great timing, yeah. For me at least. And you know, during those first few years, I jumped in, helped out Charles Gardner. He used to be our mm-hmm. beat reporter for a good amount of time, and got to know the Bucks a little bit, did 15, 20 games a year, covered Marquette basketball. In the meantime, it's kind of my main beat, and now I'm kind of just trying to get the lay of the land, get the hang of the NBA. Had a lot of fun changes with the Bucks last year with a new GM, new coach. You know, a lot of things changing around the organization. Now we've got a new arena that the Bucks are opening up this year, a new coach, and, you know, a whole different scheme, and it's going to be fun getting used to this new team.
Yeah, and I'm really disappointed I'm not going to be able to – I mean, I don't think the Thunder goes to the Bucks until like literally the last game of the season.
Yeah, it's the last game of the season.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to wait all that time to get to see the new arena, which looks fantastic. The last time I was there, I could see it was almost kind of they were putting the finishing touches on it. And I've seen the videos online that the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel put out about the new arena, and it looks really cool.
Oh, yeah. Pfizer Forum is great. I mean, when you're comparing it to the Bradley Center, you know, it's not really a fair comparison since yeah. Bradley Center was built in 1988, kind of built for hockey, you know, just not really any amenities, just, you know, kind of was an arena, did the job, you know, but this place is state-of-the-art, first class in basically everything. It's definitely fun. I still haven't seen all of it. There's a lot of different, you know, areas to check out. But from what I've seen from being in the media spaces, which obviously is the most important for us, you know, there's now a dedicated interview room, and the Bucks locker room is much bigger, and everything is really fancy. So I'm enjoying the new digs so far.
Yeah, it looks great. You know what wasn't looking great tonight? The Thunder going against the Bucks lineup that wasn't really the Bucks lineup.
Yeah, no, that was a great transition there, though.
You see how I did that?
No, that was good.
See how I flipped that thing?
That was good. Yeah, the Bucks sat, you know, four out of their five starters, you know, including Giannis, Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe, and Brook Lopez. Yeah, for sure. And especially, you know, well, it's an extra viewing of the Bucks for you because normally you only get two. So this is an extra one.
That's true.
But, you know, they sat all those guys, decided to, you know, give them some rest at the end of their two-game preseason road trip and, you know, see what the rest of their lineup could do. And, you know, that kind of B-side Bucks, you know, they held their own in that first quarter.
Yeah,
you
they
know,
did.
Going against the Thunder starters for a lot of that, they ended up by three at the end of that. And then, you know, things kind of normalized after that. But then I don't know if treated is the right word, but we got treated to a dramatic game at the end. You know, and then we got some overtime, which, you know, it makes things interesting. Not great for deadline, but it does make things interesting.
Yeah, I turn to you and I ask you what your deadline is. It's the same as mine. It's 9:30. We basically got to follow the buzzer. And then, you know, basically around 9:30, Tim Frazier hits the three that ties the game, and he's Tim Frazier's yelling at the Bucks bench. I told you. And it's like, what did you tell him? It's the fourth game. It's preseason. What did you tell him exactly? Well, like, I mean, I was confused as to what he told them.
Well, what he told them was he had two possessions before that had committed a turnover, and he told them that he was going to make up for that turnover. Yes. If he got a chance, he was going to do it. And so he told them.
And they
burst out like it was like a playoff game. Those guys were going nuts.
Yeah, it was exciting. And then you get to the overtime period, and the 6'5", 250-pound Deontay Burton just turned into Paul George. He scores I think he scored 11 of the Thunder's 12 points in the overtime. The only point he didn't score was the free throw at the end when the game was basically, in the Thunder's hand. But he hits three threes in a row, and just, you know, this is a guy who's a two-way player. People out there who listen to Thunder Buddies and who followed the Thunder Summer League are obviously really excited about Deontay Burton. I don't think he's going to be a guy who plays any for the Thunder this year. He'll mostly be a G League guy, but he's an interesting-looking player. I'm going to write about him sometime this week. Get a little bit more into his backstory, but a Milwaukee guy too.
Yeah, he's a Milwaukee guy. He was on the first Marquette team that I covered for a couple months, and then he transferred to Iowa State. But, you know, definitely an interesting story. People in Milwaukee really like him. Easy guy to root for, easy guy to like. And the times that I've interacted with him over the years, I've really enjoyed getting to know him. So I'm sure your readers will enjoy getting to know him through you.
Yeah, he's been great to talk to in camp. Very humble guy. Humble beginnings and background, as his mother passed away about 4 years ago, and he's got a great story behind that. I won't get too deep into that because I want to write about it. I want people to go on my website and go to News OK and read it in the Oklahoman, but I will get to that. Well, let's stay on track with tonight. You know, Burton had the strong finish throughout the game, and I wrote about this for the Oklahoman. Hamidou Diallo, he's a 20-year-old. Again, Thunder fans are getting really buzzy about Hamidou Diallo. It's preseason, but Matt, I don't know if you've come up with the Thunder, but this is a kid who he hasn't looked over his head in preseason. And tonight he got an opportunity to start for the first time in the place of Terrence Ferguson, who was out. You know, Terrence Ferguson is in the concussion protocol now. And Billy Donovan has a history of this. He has a history, of inserting young players into the starting lineup because he wants them to be around veterans. He did it with Domantas Sabonis the year after Kevin Durant left in Russell Westbrook's triple-double year. He did it with Terrence Ferguson last year when Andre Robertson was out, and he started Ferguson 12 games, played him in 61. But he likes to start young guys because he wants them to be around veterans. And I think that when the season starts next week, you know, if Terrence Ferguson isn't back from concussion protocol, I think Hamidou Diallo is going to wind up being that guy. Tonight, he probably has his most complete performance of the preseason. He scores 19 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. He had a blocked shot. What did you think of Hamidou Diallo, even though it was preseason, even though he was going against a lot of second-team guys?
I think I was pretty impressed just that he was able to put in, what was it, 40 minutes that he played?
Yeah, he played a ton.
I mean, he was out there. Like basically, any time you looked, you saw Hamidou Diallo. And so to be able to have that stamina, to be doing stuff – you know, in that fourth quarter, I mean, that's impressive for a guy that young. I remember going back to last year when the Bucks were, they actually worked him out before the draft. He ended up not going in the draft, yeah. But you know, they seemed pretty interested in him. They seemed like somebody, a team that, you know, he might fit because he just, you know, has that Bucks look to him. You know, just a long guy who could do a lot of things, and you know, he has that Kentucky pedigree. So you know, you can see how teams would like him. I think that, you know, with the way that the Thunder's made up, obviously you know more than I do, but I just think that there could be some safety in playing with those, you know, those veteran guys, that he won't be asked to do too much. You know, he can kind of just, you know, slowly learn, let Russ do his thing, let Steven Adams do his thing, and he can kind of pick his spots. And obviously he's not going to get guarded as tightly in that situation as he might coming off in the second unit. So that might be able to give him some confidence. But today, I mean, I think he was pretty impressive overall.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you mentioned, you know, not being as tightly guarded, being able to get some confidence with those guys, because Billy Donovan continues to hammer home with this kid. It's not about his shooting. He doesn't want it to be about how many points he scores. He wants it to be about all the other stuff he does on the floor. And I think that's Billy Donovan in part. You know, obviously, look, Billy Donovan doesn't want Hamidou Diallo to go out there and shoot 0 for 5 from 3. He wants him to make the shots that are there for him, but he doesn't want him to be out there thinking about he has to score a certain amount of points. That's not what he's going to do if he's on the floor with, say, Russell Westbrook or Paul George or Steven Adams. Like, yeah, those guys want him to take the open shots, but he's got to make sure he's right in pick and roll coverage. He's got to make sure that he's being physical and getting rebounds and boxing guys out and doing all the little stuff on the possessions that a guy, say Andre Robertson, did. And not to an Andre Robertson level, obviously, defensively. But when you're 20 years old in the NBA, the game moves fast. And he admitted it that much tonight. Like, Hamidou Diallo's like, look, I have to be thinking. I have to be thinking about these little things. Otherwise, I'm going to forget and I'm going to get scored on, or we're going to screw up on a possession, or I'm going to turn the ball over. The game is moving so quickly for him, but he's absorbing it at such a great rate for a young player that I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that he's going to be a guy that's consistently in the rotation for the Thunder this year. We've seen it all through preseason, even if he's going against second unit guys most of the time. Those are guys he's going to probably be playing against in the regular season anyway if Andre Robertson comes back to full strength. It's going to be a long time till Andre Robertson comes back to full strength if he does this year. So I think Hamidou Diallo is a guy who's firmly going to play and who Billy Donovan wants to continue to see play.
Yeah, that sounds like that Billy Donovan and Mike Budenholzer have the same page in their coaching book. Those are almost all the same things that Mike Budenholzer says about Dante DiVincenzo.
Right.
I mean, you saw Dante tonight. I think he was 3-10 from the field, started out pretty slow. But, like, Bud doesn't care about that stuff. He's mm-hmm. like, hey, you know, I like his rebounding and his assists and the little things on defense. Like, he's going to do stuff. He's not out there just to score.
Yeah.
You know, so when you look at those guys, like, you know, they're going to get time on the court as long as they can prove to their coaches that they can consistently and confidently do the little things mm-hmm. and are willing to, you know, kind of, you know, pick their spots right. You know, and that doesn't just mean shooting. Like, you pick the right spot for a certain pass. You pick the right spot, you know, for a box out versus, you know, going for the rebound when you can just, you know, push somebody else out of the way and clear the space for a teammate. You know, obviously defense is what every coach is going to say playing time is going to be predicated on. And if you can, you know, lock down defense, if you can do those pick and roll coverages, if you know where you're supposed to be, you know, that's going to help, you know, as any rookie player, you know, any player in the league, you know, in general, but especially rookies, when you can pick that up quickly, I mean, that's huge. And, you know, like you mentioned with Diallo, like, picking it up during preseason is good, and it's a sign of progress. And the next step is to, now when you get into the game in the regular season, like, the intensity and the speed just goes to another level. I mean, you know, you get, you know, some level of NBA intensity during the preseason, but it's not the same as the regular season when starters are playing more minutes and, you know, you're not going 12 to 15 deep on the bench or whatever it is. So that's really the next step. But I think that from what we saw tonight, Hamidou Diallo can be a guy who can, you know, who can fit into the Thunder's rotation, maybe not comfortably, but he can fit in there for sure.
Yeah, and look, I said this on the last podcast a couple nights ago. I think if Terrence Ferguson is not in the place where he's back from concussion protocol, or he hasn't had enough practices under his belt between now and when he gets cleared. You know, the Thunder's going to practice, you know, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday. They'll have four practices between now and Tuesday at Golden State. How many of y'all is going to start? And what better place to start than on the road at Golden State?
For sure. I mean, that's
just get it out of the way.
Not a big deal at all.
Just get it out of the way. You know, just say, look, you're 20. You're going to contribute this year. Let's just get this thing going, man. Like, let's not sugarcoat it or let's not tiptoe around, you know, you starting your NBA career. Let's just get you out there against Klay Thompson and see what happens.
I mean, there's something to be said for jumping right into the fire.
Yeah.
I mean, you just say, hey, it's all downhill from here. It can't be as hard as that.
Exactly. But no, I've been impressed with him in the preseason. I think Billy Donovan's handled it in the right way from the standpoint of, you know, continuing to harp on the things that this guy needs to do in order to continue to stay in the rotation. But you know, just from what Thunder players have said too, they seem to be high on the kid. He seems to have an acumen for the game, and his head's in the right place. You know, he's taking it personally that he didn't go higher in the draft. But he's not doing it from a standpoint of, I'm going to go out and make so many shots. I'm going to do all the other things. I'm going to crash the boards. I'm going to work hard on defense and stay in front of my man. And, you know, I think it's shown in preseason. So, you know, other than that tonight, what takeaways did you have for your Bucks guys that you got to see?
You know, I was mostly looking at the guys who are competing for Milwaukee's last roster spot. Mm-hmm. They've got 14 guaranteed contracts, and then Tyler Zeller's on a non-guaranteed. So that just means it's kind of open season for the four guys they have fighting for that last spot. And I thought, you know, at least three out of the four played really well. I think Tyler Zeller set the tone with a couple threes there in the first quarter.
Yeah.
You know, battled well against Steven Adams. You know, didn't necessarily get the rebounds himself, but when you if you can keep Adams off the glass a little bit and allow your teammates to get rebounds, that counts for something. So I thought he played pretty well. Obviously got 33 minutes. So, you know, that's a lot for someone who isn't accustomed to playing that amount of time. Christian Wood, I mean, 19 points, 15 rebounds, started kind of slow, you know, going up against
another Philly processor, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he was. There were a lot of Philly guys out there tonight between Jeremy Grant and TLC and Christian Wood. It seems like a lot of those guys have escaped to other places now since their process has come full circle.
Yeah. Christian Wood, I mean, he's been fighting for a guaranteed contract. He hasn't had one yet.
Yeah.
You know, so he was with the Bucks in summer league and got himself a lot of Milwaukee fans by becoming a first team all summer league guy. You know, so now he's a very popular guy on Bucks Twitter. So, you know, but he's done well in the preseason. He continued that tonight. 19 points, 15 rebounds, 3 blocks. You know, came up clutch, especially in the fourth quarter. I think he had like 11 points in the fourth quarter alone. And then Tim Frazier, obviously. You know, he's somebody who I thought might have an outside chance to make the Bucks just because they have so much guard depth.
Yeah.
And not necessarily point guards, but it just all depends on how you categorize players. Obviously, Bledsoe and Brogdon could be considered point guards. You have Deli, DiVincenzo could be considered a point guard. Giannis runs the point. Chris Middleton can run the point. So it just depends on how many guys the Bucks want to carry at that position. So it might be a little bit harder for him to find a spot. But, you know, he's a veteran. He came in, you know, in the second half and just lit it up. You know, made 4 threes in a row. I mean, not consecutively during the chronology of the game, but he made his first 4 threes that he took, including that one that tied the game.
One.
And, you know, he told everybody he's going to do it. So
he
did that, you know. So I don't really know if tonight brought any real clarity to who's going to make the Bucks roster. Obviously, the other guy competing for that spot is Shabazz Muhammad. You know, but we'll have to see. They have one more preseason game. They didn't start preseason until October 3rd, so they were pretty late in terms of starting their game. So they have one more game coming up on Friday, and we'll see how the Bucks decide to handle that and who's on the roster that day and who's on the roster the next day.
Who they have on Friday?
The Timberwolves.
Oh, that'll be awkward.
Yeah, they already had them.
Oh, so they're playing them twice?
They played them already in Ames, Iowa at Iowa State 2 days ago.
Interesting. Yeah, so you've already experienced the weird Jimmy Butler vibes. Yeah, you're going to get
that was
tilt.
Super fun.
Yeah, it's even better when you're in Minnesota because their crowd is very down on the regime right now. So you're going to hear everything possible in the arena, including some Tom Thibodeau, you suck.
Well, this game is in Milwaukee. So that's
there's
that. The other game, so the other game was a Timberwolves home game, quote-unquote, in Iowa. The crowd was fine. It was kind of, you know, bipartisan. They had Bucks fans, they had Wolves fans. It was nice. The one interesting thing was that later in the game, there were multiple "We want Rose" chants.
What?
I wasn't ready for it myself, but Derrick Rose didn't play. He was resting, and the fans really wanted Derrick Rose, and I thought we'd been transported back in time.
Well, that's interesting. Maybe a lot of Bulls fans in the building. Is that Bulls country?
Yeah, I think it's probably split into Bulls, mostly Bulls. Yeah, that's probably what it is. That's
gotta
be
probably Bulls. Yeah,
but yeah, it was very strange.
And Hoiberg too. Maybe that's some of it. I don't know. Derrick Rose. Man, that guy fell off. let's just touch on a couple of different things before we get out of here. We'll make this one short. Paul George looked great. You know, he plays one half. He's incredible. 8 of 13 from the field, 26 points. I think he had like 19 points in the first quarter.
It was something like that. He was magnificent.
Yeah, he was great. I thought that, quiet night from Patrick Patterson, 0 of 5 from 3. Ugh, that was awful. Steven Adams did his Steven Adams-y kinds of things. Limited minutes, 16. You know, smart by Billy Donovan not playing those guys in the second half. At the end of the first half, Dennis Schroeder takes a fall, hits his head on the back of Paul George's elbow, and then falls into Paul George's knee, and it almost looks like Paul George hyperextended his knee. They both wound up being fine, but at that point it was like, all right, let's last game of the preseason. Let's get these guys out of here, make sure they're not hurting. Thunder is going to be off tomorrow, so they'll be fine. And I'm glad the preseason's over.
Lucky you.
Strong night from Nerlens Noel on the boards, 14 rebounds. Jeremy Grant did everything but dunk tonight. He hit a three. He did this thing where he drives to the left with under control. Thunder fans on the podcast know that Jeremy Grant driving under control is very good. It's an expected thing now. He's come a very long way since arriving in Thunderland. But I actually put out the Twitter question tonight: has Jeremy Grant dunked in preseason? And I can't recall him dunking once in preseason. I've seen Hamidou Diallo dunks. I've seen Paul George, Deontay Burton, Steven Adams. Those are the ones I can recall at the top of my head. Nerlens Noel has even dunked. I can't recall Jeremy Grant dunking, but I could be wrong. Other than that, I'll end it with a mention of TLC. He actually probably played his most complete game, and by complete, I mean he scored 10 points. He played sound defense, came up with a couple steals, and he fouled out. So he did cover all the bases tonight. TLC's been a guy who's only played like really 36 minutes in the first three games. He didn't even play when they went to Minnesota, but there wasn't anything in terms of an injury wrong with him. He just Billy Donovan said he wanted to get some of the quote-unquote younger guys some playing time, or the less experienced guys, and he went with guys that are probably like a year younger than TLC because he's like 23 years old. But he looks like a guy who's going to be in the mix for those rotation minutes at shooting guard. I don't think it's 100% certain that Diallo is going to start next week in Oakland. Again, that depends on Ferguson's condition, where TLC is in this next week. Certainly Abdel Nader probably won't be a guy that will start because he hasn't played any in preseason because of the left knee injury. But it was good to see TLC get some quality minutes tonight, because I think he's still a guy with some upside that they're going to want to keep involved. But I think that he's also one of those guys that Billy Donovan can just say, well, I can just play him anytime. I need to play certain guys certain minutes, and TLC's kind of more of a guy that he can throw in with any lineup in any situation. I'm not going to make the comparison I want to make yet, because Thunder fans are going to kind of shriek, but and no, it's not Tabo Cephalosha. I'll save it for another podcast. Anyway, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, I'm bummed I'm not coming back here for a few months. I always forget there's post-game pizza in the media room, and that's always a pleasant surprise because I forget every time.
Sometimes most of the time when we get back to it, it's cold, but any food for beat writers is kind of a happy bonus.
That's true, 100%.
Matt, I wish you well in your travels.
All right, Eric, you too.
Yeah, I guess I'm not leaving until Monday. I'll be here for a few days, get to hang out. But I'm looking forward to getting to Milwaukee at the end of the season. It's going to be a long time until then, but I'll probably see you at the All-Star break for sure.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming, man. And we'll have to have you on during the season as well, because when we're not podcasting after the games, we'll do some weekly podcasts too.
Cool. Yeah, keep me in the rotation. I'm totally fine with it.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us on the Thunder Buddies podcast tonight, y'all. Like it, love it, download it on the Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and share with your friends, your family, your grandparents, your pets, all the people that you want to drop Thunder knowledge on. And we will see you later.